Welcome back to Oldies 1590 WAIK. Your coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
We always blame it on the board.
No, things are going great. You know, didn't get a chance to talk to you last week. Not like we had a whole lot of stuff going on, but things are going real. You know, they're going well, so to speak. Depends on what your perspective is.
As an athletic director, it might be your busiest time anyway, as far as rescheduling things.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, with rescheduling, it is without a question.
Yeah.
As we were talking a little bit off the air, you do a lot of work in setting up a schedule, you know, for baseball, three levels of baseball, two levels of softball, boys and girls track, girls soccer and tennis. And you do a lot of, you know, you put all that work together. And primarily with baseball and softball, then you spend a lot of time redoing about half of it. I have a worksheet that I go off of. It's essentially my Bible in terms of what's going on every day. And so when after I get it set, everything I change, I put it in a red pencil. It's just splattered with nothing but red pencil all over the place, you know, where you got to cancel and then reschedule and things like that. And it's, but, you know, that we know that that's a spring. A few years ago when I was on the IHSAA advisory board, there was discussion about moving, especially baseball and softball, moving it later a month. It met with some opposition, and there wasn't a lot of interest in it. But, you know, really, there's a lot of wasted effort and sure. Full well knowing that you're not going to play baseball in the spring or in March very much.
Are we ever going to get to the point where we're playing stuff in the summer like Iowa does?
I don't see that. But the thing I could see is that it gets pushed back at least a month, where we start, you know, first practices in second week of March, and then second week of March, and then your seasons begin in April. I could see that. But, you know, again, I think that's a ways off. Somebody's going to have to really push that and promote that, and whether they have to submit a proposal or what to the IHSA. But probably not in my lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, it's wet, obviously wet. But even the cold, I mean, kids aren't really excited about going out playing when it's 35, 40 degrees anyway.
No, and we won't, especially with baseball and softball. Because now you're those aluminum bats ping, mm-hmm. and now you've lost the warning on them because you played in too cold a weather. But the other thing, and baseball and softball is different than soccer, is different than track, is different than, you know, some of your other sports, in that, you know, and this is a knock on baseball or softball because my son played baseball.
But it was darn good.
There's not a lot of movement other than reactive movement to a ball or whatever the case may be. The pitcher and catcher are the ones that are moving and working all the time. And so, you know, they're out there and they're cold and mm-hmm. they're getting cold. And then if it's raining on top of that, so they don't want to play in anything, you know, in those bad conditions. And it doesn't make sense. And the other part of that too is, even though it doesn't seem like a short season, it really is. I mean, you're talking, by the time you really start playing games, you're talking a 2-month season. And that's a shorter season when you're trying to get 35 games in two and a half months. That's a lot of games. And, you know, you get injury or you get something of that nature and they got to sit out for 2 or 3 weeks, they've missed a third of their season and it's really a bad deal. So we try to caution that. We don't like to play in, we start at 45 degrees and then we go from there in terms of, all right, is there sun? Is there wind? Is there, you know, whatever the case may be, what it feels like. There is a little bit of a scientific process to it, but we rely very heavily on weather.com and WeatherBug apps to drive a lot of our decisions.
I can remember when I was younger playing just some softball around the area. I'll tell you what, before phones and computers, Weather Channel was probably my go-to 24 hours a day. So different
that was
now.
Before smartphones, I think, right?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Well, and that's weather.com. And those, you know, and WeatherBug is an app that I've used for the last few years. And it's a great app. And, you know, and so, you know, you're relying on those things to drive a lot of your decisions on whether you're going to rain, you know, cancel or what. And And it's not an exact science, and a lot of times it's a guess, and sometimes you guess right, and sometimes you guess wrong.
Yeah.
So it's just the nature of a guess.
And with the new pitching rules that the IHSA has put on these baseball coaches, it makes it even trickier to schedule a whole bunch of games right in a row to get some games made up.
Yeah, that's going to be the wild card that we're really having to try to manage. I talk with Coach Gonzalez all the time about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's new. It's a variable that we have to take into consideration now with our scheduling. We're seeing some of the area schools, we're not able to play them because of the pitching, rule, the pitch count rule. And so those schools, they aren't going to have the number of pitchers that we have. So they have to really watch, their innings and the games that they play. And 35 games with the pitch count rule, unless you have a pretty good number of pitchers, 35 mm-hmm. games is a lot of games.
Yeah. Speaking of Coach Gonzalez, he's announced he's stepping down. What a good guy.
Yeah. What a legacy he has built, and he is leaving. I was fortunate enough to be here. I didn't play baseball in high school, but when Coach Brewington was here, and then Coach Gonzalez was an assistant of his, when he first started on and then took over the reins. And Coach Gonzalez has been here for 18 years as a baseball coach. And we may have talked about this before, but we've had two head baseball coaches since 1973. Yeah, there's nobody that can. I mean, it's just like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, right.
We, everything goes back to the Steelers.
Doesn't it? Does the world revolve around the Steelers?
Exactly. They had three coaches since the 69. We've had two baseball coaches since 1973. And probably the most impressive thing for me, and I've known Coach Gonzalez for a long, long time. I was a few years older than him, but, I've watched the legacy he's built. Galesburg baseball is at the level that it is. Obviously Coach Brewington, had a lot of success, but Coach Gonzalez really is built upon that. And probably the most impressive thing that I got to observe last year was I went to their end of the year cookout they have out at the baseball field, and really the sense of family that he has built is probably more impressive than anything else, any wins, any games that he has built, the connection he has with the kids, and the kids respond to him. And, that's it right there. There's two things that I ask of coaches: build your program and connect with kids. And I think Coach Gonzalez really has been a poster child for that. He'll be greatly missed. He really will. He'll still be around. He's going to be that guy that shows up to games and people are going to be, bouncing stuff off him all the time and this and that. But, he's got two young daughters that are in junior high, and they're going to be coming up to high school here in, 2-3 years. And I completely get, he wants to spend some time with them. And, that's an admirable quality. It's tough to walk away from a passion that you have, but Coach Gonzalez he's built the program, and whoever fills those shoes, and we're working on that. I get a lot of those questions: what's the timeline in filling that? But whoever comes in has got some pretty big shoes to fill.
I had a really nice chat with Coach Gonzalez on the air last week. It's in our podcast section. If you folks missed that, check that out. What a good guy. I've known Coach Gonzalez quite a while as well. We graduated same year, not obviously from the same school, but he's a good player. I think something that got kind of forgotten is how good a player he was. And he had a well-known name around here before he even started coaching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that helps, and he's a Silver Streak. If there's anybody that is a poster child for being a Silver Streak, it's Coach Gonzalez, because he played here. He coached as an assistant here. He teaches here. And he's really carried on and built upon a tradition of baseball that's really strong at Galesburg. And, Coach Gonzalez is Mr. Silver Streak, and he'll be missed. But it's a nice thing is he's still going to be around, and so he's not only is he a terrific coach and works with, but he's a good friend too, and I always appreciate my conversations with Coach Gonzalez, and I look forward to having more of those. He'll retire before I will. I'll tell you that. Anyway,
let's talk about Coach Gonzalez's ball club. Hasn't had a whole lot going on. Got a couple games in last Friday, and then one on Tuesday. Tough loss to Washington, 3-1 on Tuesday. But they've gotten a few ball games in, and I tell you what, I think he likes what he sees early on.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah, we had to, you know, last week pretty much essentially got washed out. We got a couple games in Friday night, but Saturday was a wash. Terrible weekend. And then we went over to Washington, and I know they dropped one. And that was a tough match, or a tough game to lose. I think it was the bottom of the six. They got a couple of runs. And, you know, so those things happen. That's baseball. I know that, you know, and especially, again, with the pitch count rule, there's a lot of things that they're having to do to try to develop more pitchers. And so, you know, yeah, that was a tough one. We have the tournament this weekend. Tonight is a wash. We're going to make some decisions here, hopefully before 1 o'clock, not hopefully, before 1 o'clock, what tomorrow is going to look like. But all of our games today are going to be a wash. And, you know, we just, things got to dry out. I mean, we haven't had any sun, and you need a little, you know, need sun, a little bit of rain to dry things out. And unfortunately, we haven't had that.
Coach Swanson's softball team hasn't gotten many more as well.
No, they're sitting at 2-1. Had a real good game against Orion. Beat them 6-2. Lauren Campbell had a huge hit to tie the game up, and then you know, in the bottom or top of the sixth, and they ended up winning it. And Orion, you know, it's a smaller school, but don't let the size deceive you. Those kids, you know, I know that area very well because I spent 8 years at Rockridge. Softball there is a real deal. They, you know, those schools play the Molines and the Rock Islands and the UTs and beat them. I mean, they have all those kids play ASA in the summer, and it's the Quad City softball is as competitive softball as they get. So going up and beating Orion 6-2 is that's quite an undertaking, and that's a terrific win for them. Turned around and dropped one against West Central on Wednesday, was it? I think we played.
Played Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yep.
And you know, that's a learning lesson. You know, we had the lead there and gave up but they hit a home run, and you know, so we're learning some things there. Emily Blucker does a terrific job, and she's just a freshman. I can't imagine how that ball's coming at you because she's tall. She's 6 foot or a little taller, and by the time she gets releases that ball, and you have not quite a whole lot of time to pick it up. But Katie Bertelson's our pitching coach, and that's a pretty good name around here. She's had a little bit of success as a pitcher, and so we're real happy to be able to pick her up. And so, if you know, knowing Katie, you know, got a chance to know her over the last couple months, she'll get Emily going, and Andrea Sampson's our other pitcher. She'll get those girls going, and we're going to be just fine. So, but yeah, they dropped that one to West Central, and then tomorrow they're supposed to play a doubleheader over Morton. Weather permitting, of course.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Swanson in the off season, and you know, on and off the air, he's like, "I got this little freshman pitcher that I'm kind of excited." It kind of had that sneaky tone to his voice. So, the secret's out.
Yeah. Oh, he's been walking out of here, you know, with a big old smile on his face because he's got. I tell you, you know, he's got a nice team coming back. He's got two seniors, Haley Stevenson and Maddie Woolsey, who are they provide terrific senior leadership. Haley Stevenson was a setter in the volleyball team. Or no, I think she was a libero. And you know what a terrific leader she is on the field for them, and has done a really nice job. And so their leadership is good. You go out there and the girls are having fun. They love practice. They love playing softball. And so, you know, it's a really good mix. And Coach Swanson, just like you said, he's had a big, big smile on his face. And, yeah, you know, he's got this freshman pitcher that's not too bad. A lot of learn, though. She is a freshman. And, you know, so there's going to be her learning curve is going to be good. But, you know, between Coach Swanson and, of course, Coach Bertelson, who knows a thing or two about pitching, Emily's going to be just fine. And I think the streak softball is they're going to be the real deal this year.
Yeah. Girls soccer, let's head to the pitch, I think they call it.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Jay.
Got a win over East Peoria since we talked to you last. That was good to see.
Oh, absolutely. Bailey Carruthers scored it with like 9 minutes left in the game. And, you know, last year, that Coach Miller, who probably is as patient as any coach we have around. And there's a guy that knows how to – he's building something. He's going to build something really special. you know, last year was kind of a frustrating year. Didn't score any goals until the last game of the year. And, you know, everybody was happy, and they work really hard. But in their progression, man, their defense got a lot better. And we jumped out of the chute against Geneseo, and they really put a thump on us. I think it was 11-0. And, you know, they put a hurt on us, and that happens. You know, Geneseo's program is in a completely different stratosphere than ours right now. But Coach Miller just plugs away at it. So not only did we get our first goal early this season, but we got one in the right column with a big with that big win, 1-0 win over East Peoria. And those kids were, as you know, our kids were as excited as I've ever seen them. and that bodes well for itself. I mean, we came out, we dropped next one against Peoria Christian in Canton, but you know the motivation and the intensity level is really rising, and Coach Miller is doing a great job with those kids, and they're learning how to play soccer, and that's really, really important. So, but they beat Peoria Christian, but they had a couple tough ones against Canton and Peoria. Or I'm sorry, they beat East Peoria, but they lost Peoria Christian and Canton. We go this weekend, today and tomorrow, over to East Peoria for the East Peoria Invitational. So I know they're going to be looking for some big things over there and try to have some success.
These 25 win seasons are fun, and everybody has a good time with those. But there is nothing like the enjoyment of seeing kids after a game against a match against East Peoria. Just the joy.
Absolutely.
That's almost better than like the big 25 win seasons.
Yeah, you thought we won the World Cup
right.
When we beat East Peoria. I mean, it was just it was a lot of fun to watch, sit there and watch the kids. And Coach Miller's real quiet. And so he just had this big smile on his face, and you knew he was just beaming, and that was awesome. And that's what it's all about, you know. Success comes in varying degrees, you know. Success happens in a lot of different ways, and sometimes it's 25 wins, and sometimes it's two, because where you start and where you end up are the most important things. And Coach Miller really understands and embraces that. And it's those kids are really coming a long way, and I'm anxious to see how the season unfolds.
Let's head to the court, boys tennis. A couple matches in this week.
Yeah, you played U High and Allman. Lost 6-3 or 3-6 against Allman. U High is got a really, really good program,
yes.
And that was tough. And they beat us 9-0. You know, we have a much younger team than we had a year ago. We had pretty good senior leadership, and you know, quite a few seniors that were pretty decent. And so for Coach Sherpy, this is kind of a rebuilding year. They'll come around. They'll get better as the season progresses. She really works them pretty hard, and they'll get better. They go to Rock Island tomorrow for the Rocky invite. If I'm looking at that right,
yep.
I'm looking with one eye today. they go to Rock Island tomorrow for the Rock Island Invitational. And then we have a week off, or a little over a week, actually. Over spring break, we'll play Dixon and host Dixon, and then go up to Sterling Newman and play them. So, you know, we'll go to Rock Island, and then we'll have to regroup a little bit for the next week, and then have a couple of dual matches.
You didn't get sassy with Mrs. Dubette, did you? And she poke you in the eye, or what?
No, I had a contact. I had a tear in it while I was like, coming to school today. So it's like I'm wearing monovision today. So
I've had contacts.
That's not working out so well.
I've had contacts in junior high. I know exactly where you're going with this. Yeah, it's not fun.
Once upon a time, they tried to get me to do monovision. I was driving at night with one eye. I'm like, this isn't going to work. So that's how my day's going today.
Well,
we're only going to get half as much done.
Right. Well, with the weather, it's only going to get half as much played. So it's going to equal out.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, track and field. Let's head to track and field before I let you go.
Boys track, we had both boys and girls had a couple of duels on Tuesday. Boys got washed out last night, and they head to the Shipley Invite up in Moline, which is obviously a huge meet tomorrow up in Moline. But, yeah, the boys lost by 3 points to Dunlap. Had a couple good performances. Quantrell Polk had a PR in the triple jump, and he jumped over 40 feet. So he's really coming along. He's really coming along as a jumper. And then Caleb Riley, who essentially this is Caleb's first year going out for track, and he's a 400 runner, and he had a PR on a 400. And then he also was a you know, I don't know if he's the anchor, but he's, you know, a significant contributor in the 4x4. It's nice having him there because he's a nice addition to the boys track team. And then Willie Burton, 800, and Wilson got third place the other night in the 800, but I believe he PR'd, and Wilson's come really along really well, especially jumping out of the pool onto the track.
Yeah.
And he's doing a nice job. So as boys get me, they go to, again, we'll go Moline tomorrow. Girls track team, they won. They beat Canton the other night where they won 15 out of 18 events, and Sydney Ladner was a four-time winner. She won the 100, the long jump, the triple jump, and anchored the 4x1 and just did a great job. And then Caitlin Pendergast, she PR'd in the 1600 with a 527, and, you know, Caitlin kind of picked up where she left off in the fall, and really is going to do well and is going to have a terrific season. So, you know, girls won. They won big the other night against Canton. And again, they'll go with the guys tomorrow to the Shipley invite.
And you got,
so it's going to be a big day for the boys and girls track team tomorrow.
Yeah, and you're hosting a reschedule meet on Monday, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we're not hosting. That's at Knoxville.
Okay, at Knoxville. All right.
April 3rd is at Knoxville.
Right.
And then the girls, they have their invite. They have a big invite, 13 team, next Friday, April 7th, at Van Dyke Stadium. So, you know, come out to that, and you're going to see a lot of good, a lot of really good races, and it should be a very, very competitive meet. Good teams, Allman, Moline, Rock Falls, a lot of good teams are going to be there. So, yep, the girls' invite will be next Friday. And then the boys' ABC meet, which will be over spring break, originally was scheduled for the Friday the 14th, but we've pushed it a day earlier, it'll be on Thursday, April 13th, the boys' streaks ABC invite, which is be eight teams there. Should be a great meet. ABC was kind of a different concept. I hadn't heard of that before I came here, but it really gives, you know, more kids opportunity to run, and so it's a good format. And so the boys ABC meet is on Thursday, April 13th, and the girls' invite is next Friday, April 7th.
All right, so, Coach. Thank you.
Another plug. Got to put another plug in. Booster Club, Galesburg Athletic Booster Club. We have our next. We have our next athletic booster club meeting. On Wednesday, April 5th at 6:30. It'll be in GHS North Commons, but it's right next to the library. Wanted really encourage a lot of people to come out. We're doing some. We're doing some changes, kind of revamping our bylaws and things like that, where it's a little more, not that it's not structured now because it is, but we're really adding a lot more structure to it, where we're going to have some officers, board of directors, really get a lot more involvement with the board of, with our booster club. We've had people that have been involved with the Booster Club for years and years and years, and right now Steve Hawkins is our president and has been our president for a while. But Steve's kids have graduated and they're gone, but he still has a tremendous involvement with the Booster Club and will continue to do so. But we need to get, new people with a lot of fresh ideas and just not reinvent ourselves, but to re-energize ourselves. And so we're going to have and it's really going to be a pretty important meeting on this coming up Wednesday, November 5th. So I encourage as many people to come out to that as they can. We really want to get that organization to grow and just make it a big family fun event. But if Wednesday night, April 5th, 6:30 in the GHS North Commons, right there next to the high school library.
Can't understate the importance of booster clubs at all of our local high schools.
Absolutely. We would not be able to do the things that we do athletically, in terms of equipment that we offer to the kids and a lot of the other things that the Booster Club does without them. And they work very, very hard. And the problem is right now is just we have a few people that are doing a lot of the work, the bread of the work. Well, you get more people to help carry the load. It makes it a lot easier for everybody. And you get the burnout that you get. So it's, we're really excited about some of the changes that we're going to be making to the Booster Club. And we're really excited about the potential of getting a lot of new, fresh faces, along with the experience that we have of a lot of our, existing members, but also to bring in some new ones just to get some fresh faces and ideas.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks are like, well, I just don't have time to be on the Booster Club. They do so much. Well, if you get a lot of people, you don't have to do so much. Like you said, spread the workload out. You can be involved and just do the things that you are capable of doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can't state that enough. Can't overstate that enough. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. And, you know, and with these changes, I think it's going to make it it's really going to allow it to grow, I think, and grow a lot more. So we're excited.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. We covered a lot of territory. I haven't talked to you for a while. We covered a lot of territory today. Hopefully, we'll talk about more events that have happened next Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that true? All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Sean.
You bet. Gillsburg Athletic Director, Mr. Jeff Flader, right here on AM 1590 WAIK. Jack Toll's going to take a look at your local news.